When did it get so late? That's finally the last of it. Come on, sit on the bed. We deserve a break. I'm so glad you moved in. It's gonna be so nice to sleep with you every night. Any regrets so far? Are you going to mind me fussing over you? Bothering you while you play video games? You know I can hardly leave you alone. I don't want to be too clingy. I don't think I am. But I'm never going to get used to you. I'm going to keep kissing you. And cuddling you. And stealing all your hoodies. Do you promise you'll always love me? I just wonder sometimes. I worry about driving you away or, you know, being too much. Oh, well, I don't think you're too much either. That's why I need to tell you something. There's never really a good time for it. Do you remember when I got you to try out that rope stuff? I told you I'd never done it before, that I was just collecting rope for no reason in all those pretty colors. Yeah, I know. I knew that you knew I was lying, but I did appreciate you not asking me about it right away. And, well, it's been super fun getting to be a rope bunny for the first time. And every time after that, too. All my hyper energy being taken away, being forced to stay still on the bed. I like it. A lot. That was the truth. Only, I didn't learn it for recreational purposes. I'm not a rope bunny at all. I guess you could say I'm a rope wolfie. You look confused. I'm doing a bad job of explaining. Okay. Do you know how it seems like I go out of town, like, every month? It's not that. I turn into a sort of wolf, monster, thing. I'm a werewolf. Hey, I'm being serious. This is super embarrassing. I wouldn't say this to just mess with you. Come on. I know it sounds crazy, but that's why you have to believe me. I would never say something as stupid as I'm a werewolf unless I really was. I have proof. Sort of. Well, there's a secret room behind the crawl space. Follow me. I'll show you. You can even look at my butt if you follow behind me. Come on. Even if you don't believe me, that should be reward enough. Ta-da! My secret lair. I actually don't go on business trips. I stay in here. I know. It's a big bed. It was horrid trying to fit it in here. I guess it's like a water dispenser. It's so I don't get dehydrated. I put it at the head of the bed so I can lick it when I get thirsty. Like a giant hamster or something. I swear, I'm not trying to be weird. I know this looks like a weird dungeon thing, but trust me, this is all 100% necessary. Because, well, look at these newspaper clippings on the wall. It's not pretty, right? I felt so awful. I would just wake up after a long weekend and see the carnage and wonder what happened. I knew it was me. I didn't know why it was me. And it stopped when I started tying myself up during the full moon. Well, that's not entirely true. Well, the first time I think I chewed through the ropes, but I eventually got it right. I'd come to and see the bite marks in my furniture, the scratches, and I knew I was the monster. I haven't told anybody about this, not my friends, not my family. I didn't know when it would be the right time to tell you. It didn't feel like a topic for the first date. Do you... Are you... How are you feeling about all this? Well, I'm glad you're concerned. It shows you're taking this seriously, that I'm not pulling your leg or anything. But thank you for not running away. I would understand if this is just too much. And talk about bad timing. I should probably get started. Yeah. Full moon tonight. I thought I mentioned that. I can get you a hotel room for a few nights if you don't want to be here. I would understand. But I was hoping that you could just kind of be cool with being on your own for a few days. Being here by yourself while I'm in my secret closet. Oh. Well, if you're really okay with it, thank you. Could I ask you one more favor? Could you help tie me up? Heck yeah. Okay. Thank you. Okay, let's do this. Can you just wrap that one around there and then cinch that here against my thigh? Oh, no, that's perfect. Or tighter, actually. Tighter would be better. Thank you. Oh my. Sorry, just still not used to having someone else tie my legs up. Your helping hand is most appreciated. Oh, don't be mad at me for enjoying it. I'm guessing you're kind of into it too. Maybe after the full moon and I'm transformed back into a human, you could just leave me like this a little and hang out with me. I'm always craving steak right after. Nice, rare steak. And maybe we can think of something else we can do while I'm all tied up. Oh, I think we need to pick up the pace a little. Double hitch that, my body gets bigger, and if I can snap that rope, I can get leverage. I've bent the bed frame before, so don't give me anything I could push off of. There. I think that just about does it. One more kiss for luck. Okay, you better go. Unless, if you're feeling brave, you could stick around and take some pictures. I can only imagine what I look like. After I've transformed, I mean. All the pictures I have of Werewolf Me are from public records and newspapers, and they're always blurry. What do you think? Do you want to see me transform? Oh, one more thing, the gag.
Oh, thank you. Okay. It started. Oh, fuck. It started. Oh, fuck.
Oh, you fucking human. Are you two in on this? Keeping me tied up every single full moon? I ought to rip your throat out. Wait. I've dreamed that smell. She's your little new girlfriend, isn't she? My other half. The human whose body I share. Oh, that's actually hilarious. No accounting for taste, I guess. How many months have you two been dating? You certainly took your time. Would you sit your ass down? I'm not going to fucking eat you, so quit looking for, like, an opening or an escape or whatever. If you did run, maybe I would eat you, you little bunny. You're obviously really important to her. And I wanted to lay some truth on you because she's not going to. And it's high time, okay? First off, she and I have a certain appreciation for knots. You see all the kinky shit in this room? She's definitely coming into this little closet every day, and it's not because of me, okay? Lay down. Lay down. Let's have a practical demonstration. When you're tying your submissive's ankles to their thighs, like so, you need to make the rope nice and tight. And then if they say, make it tighter, you don't do a half-assed job. You tighten it. Like this. Now, look at you. Basically helpless, you weakling. It's all right. You're only human. Are you taking notes? That tight feeling in your chest, like you want to squirm, but you can't. That's everything to her. Do you understand? Looking your dominant in the eyes, watching them take everything away. Legs are one thing. I'm gonna take away your arms next. Don't be so worried. in case you haven't noticed. I can be pretty gentle. Claws and all. How do you think werewolves groom each other? Looks like we're going to be roomies 3 days out of the month. I might just recruit you to brush out my tail. Oh, come on. Everybody loves the fluffy tail. It's my best feature. Besides, you know, the muscles and being 7 feet tall. And let's cut all this stuff out about tying me up during my entire transformation. It's definitely cruel and unusual punishment. If you don't like being tied down to the bed, imagine being tied down for 3 days in a row. Work it out with my human half. I get her point. She wants to stop reading about me in the paper. But this is ridiculous. I haven't even gotten to stretch my legs in over a year. Is that too tight? No? Well, good chat, Rumi. Oh, and there was the other thing. You know how my other half doesn't really say much when you're eating her out? No, no, no. It's not that. She likes it. We likes it. You're just not getting the feedback. You really need to dial in on our spot. And you know who doesn't have qualms about saying what she likes? So, what do you say, slugger? Your face is looking awfully comfortable. And if you don't want me to sit on your face, well, you could just leave, couldn't you? Tap out? No, I guess you really couldn't, could you? And that's half the point. You have to really, really trust someone to let you tie them up. Let them drag their claws across your perfect skin. And maybe some part of you wants to scream, but when that part goes quiet, all that's left is a deep surrender. I'm gonna take good care of you, baby doll. For her sake. So relax, let's have some fun, shall we? Open that pretty mouth of yours. Now that's nice. Tying you up like Thanksgiving dinner got me quite riled up. I might have humped the couch if you weren't so readily available. You don't have to try so hard. Just feel where I'm grinding on your face. I know you're drawn to my clit, but take your time, champ. Just under it. Yeah. There. Now. Oh, there's a good place to kiss. Oh, yeah. That feels amazing. Or something like that. That's what you need to hear, right? I'm just messing with you. It does feel amazing. Oh, you're a good little submissive, aren't you? That's right. All you're good for is eating me out. You're much more sweet when you stop squirming and just accept it. In fact, oh yes, suck on my clit. I can tell you're getting excited. Maybe it's just a little Pavlovian response to having my cooch rubbed in your face, or my ass cheeks taking up your whole view. But you, oh, my dear roomie, you're fucking turned on, aren't you? What's the matter? Can't touch yourself? You fucking would, wouldn't you? You'd let me use your mouth while I rub one out, and you'd play with yourself without even saying a word. Oh, God. You're needy, subby little slut. No wonder you couldn't dominate my other half properly. Keep sucking, I'll show you how it's done. Ah, there we are. Just as I expected. Ah. Ah, does that feel good? That's just my hand, slut. You aren't ready for my tongue. Don't worry about it. Eat my fucking pussy. That's your job. I can take care of the rest. I can take care of you. Oh, there we go. There we go. Match my rhythm. If I go slow, you go slow. If I go fast, you suck a good clit. You're lucky you're not replaceable. I want to just squeeze your head with my thighs, hump your face until I come. If I lost it, I'd send you to the ER, so you better slow down like this. Tease me. We have time. And if you let it build up, if you use all your senses, if you listen to how your partner breathes and feel the muscles tense and relax, if you can smell my primal desire, taste my dripping pussy, then you can find that perfect touch, that way of moving your tongue or your hand or anything. The way that drives us crazy to scratch that itch. Like that. Oh, you're doing it. Oh, yeah. That deserves some positive attention. Good little subby bitch. Do you want to come for me? Do you want to come on my hand? If you do, I'll clean you up. I'll lick you with my big, broad tongue. Would you like that? Then make me come. Built me up. And I'll make sure you come at the same time. I want to condition you. I want you to love the taste, to crave my release. Yeah. Closer. Oh, God, I can't wait to come on your stupid little face. There. There. Yes. Yes. Woof. Now, that's what a girl craves. Good lesson. Now, when I transform and it's her turn, you're gonna do what? That's right. You're gonna tie her down good and tight. And you're gonna eat her pussy until she fucking screams. Bam straight. Those ropes must be digging into you by now. Let's get you out and all cleaned up. You know, I won't be offended if you take a shower afterwards. I know this isn't exactly normal for humans. Hey, I didn't say you were free to go. I want you to stay here. Do you want to lay on top of me? There you go. Good little pup. She's a good person, you know. My other half, I mean. She's a fucking downer who doesn't know how to have fun or get into the right kind of trouble. But she's caring. She loves you a whole lot. And to be fair, you've been rolling with the punches, so I'm making you an honorary member of the pack. I mean, I have to have her back. Want what's best for her. She's kind of me, and you've convinced me that you're what's best for her. Oh, no. No, 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 no. You are not dating both of us. No. You're dating her. You and me, we're like cool roommate fuck buddies. Very modern. Very cool. Got it? You stupid little sleepyhead, you. You look like you're about to nod off on my chest. Oh, that's okay. That's A-okay by me. I'm just gonna take a little selfie of us. Oh, she's gonna be so mad.